Second hour of Sports Day on this Wednesday evening. Shane McGuinness alongside Jimmy Bartel. We're here with thanks to Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being home. Plenty to get through in the hour ahead. We're actually going to catch up with Gary Kennedy from Ausgolf to tell us about the annual release of the Golf Course Guide. It's a must-have for any golf fan, Jimmy, and I think they struggled actually to update the edition this year, but just going to find out what some of the best courses are, especially the public courses that the likes of you and I are able to take to. But to kick off this hour, let's just lighten the mood and look at the lighter side of sport. That said, when it's involved Aussie athletes, either as perpetrators or victims, it's probably not necessarily a laughing matter until now. Titus O'Reilly has a new book out. It's called Cheat, the not-so-subtle art of conning your way to sporting glory. Titus, welcome to Sports Day.
Oh, good to be with you.
Fair to say there would have been no shortage of storylines for a book of this nature?
No, the hardest bit was working out what to put in because I kept trying to find a sport that didn't have cheating and I was completely unsuccessful.
Titus, is it a bit of an oxymoron to be good at cheating if we know the story?
Yeah, I mean, that's right. I mean, so many people get caught. I guess the best ones ever you've never heard of or we've never heard of, but they tend to always come out in the end, you know, and a few have gotten away with it for a long time, come out later, but more realistically, people are just hopeless at cheating and they tend to stuff it up in spectacular fashion.
Now, are you expecting a bulk order to the Chinese swimmers or the Eastern Bloc of the old Russia? Because this is almost a how-to guide of how to cheat.
Well, I mean, the Russians certainly need no help. I mean, at Sochi, they literally drilled a hole in the wall between where the FSB, which is the new KGB, the building, and the laboratory. And at night, they would sneak in, take all the vials of urine from the Russian athletes, pass them through the hole before they got tested, and replace them with fresh urine that they knew didn't have dope drugs in them. And they just, so it was that simple. They did that all throughout the Sochi Olympics, 100 different tests they managed to tamper with in that way.
Titus, it's incredible. Whenever we reference cheating athletes, we always immediately refer to Russia and the old Eastern Bloc. From your learnings, is that fair, or are there other perpetrators in the world that maybe we should go after a little bit more than the old USSR?
Well, in the USSR and East Germany especially, they're by far the worst. You need to hold pretty behind cheating effort. I mean, East Germany was actually a secret act of parliament that involved 7 government ministries and was protected by the secret police. So, you know, that's fairly big. In other ways, for individual sport, you need to go to the Tour de France because that is not only the best racing cycling race in the world, but it's the best cheating event in the history of time.
Well, I'm glad they held 2 titles, the best cycling event and best cheating event. Now, I'm going to put my international cap on here and have a go at us Australians because whenever an Australian athlete or a sporting organisation gets labelled with cheating, it's unlucky, you know, something must be wrong. Are we as bad as the rest of the world, did you dig up?
We're not as bad. We tend to, you know, when you think about, say, our biggest one in recent times, which is Sandpapergate, it was a 20-year-old rubbing a bit of sandpaper on a leather ball. So in terms of, you know, cheating efforts, and he did it in front of 34 high-definition cameras, which shows we're not very good at it. You know, you've got to go to some of the international ones that are far the best. They tend to do the strangest ones as well and the weirdest ones.
You talk about, Titus, a lot of the stories that are featured in the book are those that we're not familiar with. Can you give us one of the anecdotes that took you by surprise and as soon as you saw it, you said, ha, this is definitely going in the book?
Well, the strangest one is table tennis. I wouldn't think there was cheating going on. But a guy found out if he super glued the rubber onto the bat using really powerful super glue, it expands the rubber and gives you 30% more speed and 30% more spin. So all the table tennis players professionally had about 20 years of trying to find the most potent glues imaginable to expand the rubber because the more potent it is, the better. To the point where in the Scottish Championships one year, a guy knocked over his jar of blue and an opponent passed out from the fumes. And they used to have gluing rooms and they would all wear gas masks while they were doing it in the table tennis. So, you know, most of us take table tennis not that seriously. We're usually, you know, doing it a bit drunk. But probably the weirdest one is a guy called DJ Cooper, who's a basketballer, who did a urine test, got called in and told you've tested negative for your drug test, but you've also tested positive for being pregnant. And what had happened is he'd swapped his girlfriend's urine for his to mask a drug he was taking, and she didn't know she was pregnant. And that's how the couple found out they were having a baby, when the drug testers told them.
Oh, that would have been an awkward moment. Now, I'm just prefacing this. This is all tongue-in-cheek, so any Melbourne supporters, don't get upset. But Titus, have you got any clues from this book to help your demons out?
Oh.
Well, we're the worst at cheating, because when we allegedly cheated and tanked, you know, people all said, oh, they definitely tanked. And I thought, our best defence was, how could you tell from any other year? I mean, it wasn't even our worst year.
How did you find it this year, Titus? And just missing out on the finals for the Demons. Where are you at as a Melbourne fan at the moment?
I'm always at, which is despair. I mean, to be in lockdown, not even be able to go to games, and then watch them, you know, still destroy my hopes and dreams from afar, shows enormous ways. They're coming up with creative new ways to mentally break me down. And the one reason I got through lockdown so well is I'm used to just nothing going right being a Melbourne supporter. Us Melbourne supporters handled lockdown pretty easily, because it just, you know, this was just a normal year for us.
We spoke to Steve Hocking earlier in the night, looking ahead to 2021, about potential rule changes and what the season may look like. Anything that stands out to you in terms of what should change with regard to rules to make the AFL a better spectacle?
Well, I did like, Steve Hocking's never met a bad idea he didn't like. And, you know, they said they're only looking at two for next year, I think, which is a record for them. But look, all the AFL does is create rules that are fixing earlier rules they brought in, that were brought in to fix earlier rules they'd brought in. And that's just a job creation program. I'd like to just see things like holding the ball kind of consistent. I think if we just had some level of consistency, that would be nice. I don't think we need new rules. I think we need the existing ones to actually be used properly, which every fan knows, but they find that is just a bridge too far.
Now, Titus, it's not an interview, as you know, with a writer without, you know, promoting where you can get the book. Is it all good and bad bookstores? Like, where are we getting a copy of Cheat?
Oh, you can literally get it anywhere. There was no bookstore I said no to. So online and in every bookstore. And it's just a collection of people doing incredibly stupid things. And I thought, well, starting it in lockdown, it's a nice break from the year we've had. Sometimes you just want to read about the silly things in life after what 2020's done to us.
Anything to take your mind off the Demons, Titus? You've done a ripper job. It's a fantastic book and a real eye-opener into the world of sport, especially beyond these shores. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
Titus O'Reilly, footy funny man and author for Oz Made, shop for authentic Aussie products. Choose Australian made. The book is Cheat, the not-so-subtle art of conning your way to sporting glory, as you say, Jim. Available at all good and bad bookstores or online.
Yep, I do a lot of these sort of books around Christmas time. My birthday's around Christmas time, so I do get my usual stocking stuffers full of sports books, but I'm just going to maybe lightly take this one from the studio.
I do like this book because it's a nice, easy read. It's one that you can just take down the beach, take to, on a holiday, and just kick back with a book while the kids run rampant. This is a Wednesday night edition of Sports Day. Don't forget, being prepared for fire could save your life this summer. Download the Vic Emergency app at emergency.vic.gov.au. More Sports Day right after this.